Well, I suppose just to clear up any confusion, Greg, while we welcomed and the campaign welcomed the minister giving in to our demand for a grant system, I would think that without the detail of what the EPA are going to be looking for in their inspections, that we don't know will that grant system be adequate. And as I said, the boycott has delivered the grant system, and I would tell people to continue with the boycott until these proposals are published. Again, the European Court judgment on the 19th of December, the government in that gave a commitment to publish them by the year end, by the 31st of December. They haven't done that, and I believe they haven't done that because they're afraid to publish these, because it will outline that there will be significant improvement works and upgrade works needed, and that the €4,000 would be inadequate to cover those.
But while the information is not being published, the country is being fined from Europe.
Yes, and that's very clear again in the judgment in paragraph 34. It outlines the reasons why the country has been fined. And as I said, that €12,000 per day fine equates to about 240 septic tank registration fees. You know, at this stage, it's over 3,500 fees that the equivalent have been lost because Phil Hogan won't publish these details. Now, I've been on to his office yesterday, and I've been on to the EPA as well, and neither of them could give me any concrete information as to when these are coming out. Now, this case was heard in 2011. The judgment was given on the 19th of December. But, I mean, the government has been aware of this and knows that was the case that was put forward by the Commission, that these were the reasons that it was looking for the fine to be imposed.
Would it not be more logical, given your stance, for you to call on the government to find some mechanism not to pay this fine to Europe?
The fine, I mean, this is based, the initial directive is from 1975. You know, I believe that we need to protect our water, that we need a system of inspection. But why the government, the way the government has brought it in is as a revenue collection measure to pay down bondholders. And while all sewage and waste treatment in towns and cities across this country was paid 100% by the government, by the people of Ireland, they're looking to penalise people who live in rural areas and have to treat their own sewage. And I said, we're looking for equality on this. And this has always been the issue from the very start.